Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. I'm Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, and this show is a celebration of baby boomers who are embracing life as we grow older. But we know that if we want to continue to celebrate life as we age, we have to be mindful of how we feed our bodies, and that is where today's guest is going to be especially helpful. Lynn Wadsworth is a health and wellness coach who's originally from England, but we are blessed to have her living on our side of the pond because she's a health and wellness cooking instructor who guides women in our 50s and beyond to become more energized and healthier than ever before. That sounds good to me. I know it sounds good to all of you out there. So I can't wait to get started, and a great big welcome to you, Lynn.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate being on here with you.
Well, and before we start with the questions, I just want to establish your credibility out there, Lynn, because you're a graduate of the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, and I know you've got a ton of expertise and experience in helping us say bye-bye to yo-yo dieting, binge eating, and those other unhealthy habits we've developed over the years. I was going to say a lifetime, but we still have more to go, hopefully. But we do see our bodies changing after 50 and after menopause. So let's begin with something basic. What's different about weight management, dieting, and all that stuff at our ages versus when we were younger?
Yeah, so of course our metabolism is so different when we're younger to when we age, and we've also got years of buildup in our bodies of things that we put into it. Yo-yo dieting, when we yo-yo diet, it really has a long-term effect on our bodies. So by the time we get to our 50s, we're dealing with so many aspects. Menopause helps us to retain water, retain weight. Different things we put into our bodies just don't metabolize the same way, don't digest the same way, and sensitivities to foods come into play that we maybe didn't have when we were younger. So it's really multifaceted.
Well, that sounds, I'm glad we have you on because it sounds a little discouraging, Lynn. I mean, really. And when I was, in my 20s, I actually spent some time in Europe, and you'd see the women in their, their black, and sitting around and, overweight. And I thought, well, as soon as I hit 50, I'm going to eat whatever I want. But no, you still care about how you look, So what are some of the mistakes? I can list a whole lot of mistakes I've made, but what are some of the mistakes we make, like when we do see our bodies changing and decide, okay, I got to take off this 10 or 15 pounds?
Well, we tend to think that what happened and what worked for us in the past is going to work for us now, but it doesn't necessarily do that. And I think as we get older, we really need to get more in tune with our bodies and understand what it is that bloats us, what it is that causes us to have weight gain. So we don't really always pay attention to those things. Like we may have belly bloat, and it may be due to the fact that you've never been allergic to yogurt before, but all of a sudden it gives you a belly bloat and it causes you to retain water. So the biggest mistake I think that we make is thinking in the past instead of thinking in the now. And if we think in the now and get in tune with our body, it can really help us to push through that barrier and really be just as successful, if not even more successful.
Well, wow, that really – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lynn, please.
No, I was just thinking that the biggest hurdle for us when we try to overcome and to lose weight as we get older is our mindset, because we've got years and years of our brain talking to us, and we get into this one pattern, and it's really not a one-size-fits-all for us.
Well, and two, again, I confessed right up front, I think earlier before we went on air, but I know there's a lot of women out there who relate to this. But again, that cycling of yo-yo diets, I've been on, you name it, I've been on it over the years. And you were mentioning it leaves lasting effects in our bodies. So why is yo-yo dieting so harmful?
So it's harmful because, and I'll use myself, so for years, I was a yo-yo dieter and a fad dieter. I tried every fad diet out there, so I was a a member of one of the well-known organizations. So we tend to lose the weight, and then we think, oh, this is great. We've got it all made now. We understand it. But then the weight creeps back on. So then when the weight comes back on again, it's harder to lose the next time around because we're messing all the time with our metabolism, with our digestion, different pieces of our bodies that they kind of don't go with the flow. I ended up with high blood pressure, with digestive problems, with high cholesterol because of my yo-yo dieting. So really, in our mind, we think, oh, we'll lose the weight, we'll be fine. But then it comes back on and more generally comes with it. And then it's a continual struggle. So really, it's a case of getting in the mindset instead of the yo-yo dieting, thinking about we need to get rid of the word diet from our vocabulary and just think about it as a healthy lifestyle.
Well, and actually, your business, you are a health coach and you are also a cooking instructor. So is that some
Yes.
of the things that you help people, you talk to your clients about?
I do. I always have tons of recipes. With my clients, I can do it remotely via video conference or in-house. And I teach them how to cook healthily, how to batch cook so that it doesn't take us so many hours a week to cook so that we have healthy alternatives. So it's kind of thinking ahead, planning ahead, because that's where we're successful with our weight loss. And it's something I love to do because it's just a big part of my life.
Well, and it must be so gratifying because those of us who've struggled, you know, decades,
yeah.
not even just years,
yeah.
but decades, you know, with the yo-yo diets, with the weights, and, oh, the next diet comes out, and all, to be able to really feel okay with eating, that I think is one of the biggest things of all is you can eat.
Yes. And the one thing that I teach is it's not about deprivation and it's not about starvation. If we're eating a healthy lifestyle, we should be able to lose weight but still feel full, satisfied, and still be able to have our treats in there. So for the fad diets, the yo-yo diets, they're all about deprivation. And that's not what I'm about. I don't think that's how our life should be, especially as we age. Why do we want to go without things all the time? We don't.
Well, and I know there's that, you know, those studies of if you not slow starvation, but that, you know, if you eat a minimum of calories, you'll live an extra year or two, but you'll be miserable,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Right.
So you have to have a kind of a happy medium. And the other thing I like so much when you say no deprivation, I mean, not a look at deprivation, because this is years ago, but a friend of mine had gone on a diet and probably, I don't remember, lost 20 pounds, 25 pounds. So the day she hit the magic number on the scale, that evening she ate a whole fudge pie. You know? Of course, she was sick the next day, but you know, those are the kind of things you do, like, oh, yippee,
yes.
now, you know. Just
yes.
So this is real weight maintenance, guidance.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit how you work with clients then, Lynn.
So I work, excuse me, I work with them via the internet, so that I can reach people all over the world. I didn't bring any water in with me. So I work online, I work in person, and we go through a whole different system so that it can be what they need. So different people have different needs, people have different ideas what they want to eat. So I try to meet them where they're at, give them suggested meals for the week, show them how to meal prep so that they can be successful. I teach them how to change their mindset, because our mindset as yo-yo dieters and fad dieters is really not what it should be. We have to remember that, yeah, we don't want to have to go through life. If we go through life starving ourselves, depriving ourselves, we are not going to be successful. So when I work one-on-one with a client, I really work on the whole mindset piece as well as the physical part of it, because it plays such an important role for us. People come to me, they've been in that yo-yo fad diet stage, and they've still got that mindset of I've got to eat only 500-600 calories a day to lose weight, and that is so far from the truth. I teach them all parts of nutrition, and I teach them all parts of how the body plays a part, because I'm a holistic health coach, so stress plays a part with it. And as you know, we go through menopause, and that's a whole different mood set for us. And so, you know, we deal with that. I find ways for them to cope with it and to learn to manage it. So it's a really a holistic approach, but one that's very successful with people.
I am sure it is, Lynn. And how wonderful to have that personalized coaching, because I'm sure you provide, you know, that support that we need, especially,
yeah,
you know, when we're dealing with our bodies and how we look and how we feel. So that the
yes.
support, the expertise that you share, and then plus I would assume there's a certain amount of accountability factor too. So I would assume.
That's how I work best, is with accountability. So that's what I like to give my clients, you know, still as if you were going to a, and I don't believe in the scales, but I do make them accountable for their weight when they're trying to lose weight. So they're not looking at, oh my gosh, I didn't lose weight this week when I got on the scale, because that's not what it's all about. But it is a great success strategy for them when they do see the weight coming off. And it does come off, even with the way that I teach them to eat, it still comes off. I just don't go by calories.
Well, Lynn, this is a wonderful service you're providing. I also
Thanks.
Wanted to let people know about your website, because you've got a lot of information on that too. Plus, you've written a number of books. So where can our listeners go to find out more about you, this amazing service you provide, and take a look at some
thanks.
Of the books you've authored?
Yeah, so they can find me at holistic-healthandwellness.com. Or even on Facebook, my business page is Holistic Health and Wellness LLC. The books that I have written are mainly to do with migraines, because I dealt with those as well, and like people to get onto a natural remedy type thing. But everything is on there on my website, holistic-healthandwellness.com.
Well, Lynn, this is such a pleasure. We've got a minute or so left. I just wanted to ask you one last thing. If you've got any thoughts or any strategies that we can use just to kind of boost our commitment and our feeling good about ourselves, even if we are carrying around a few pounds. So any final words for our audience?
Well, so the number one strategy that seems to help people to be successful is meal planning. And I do lives on that sometimes, but if you plan your meals throughout the week, then you can plan to have success. So for a lot of people, our problem is that we get home from work at night, we've got nothing to eat, and so we throw anything in our bodies, and then we feel disgusted with ourselves. So it's really being prepared, because we don't want to be in that mental sphere of looking in the mirror and thinking, oh my gosh, I can't stand myself, or oh, I blew it again today. So if you plan ahead, it can really help you be successful, not just physically, but emotionally as well.
Well, Lynn, that is such great advice. I will speak for myself again. When I'm tired, when I'm, you know, walk home with, I
yes.
guess they call it hangry now, I just want to shove something in my mouth. And a lot of times you reach for the box of crackers or chips or whatever.
Yes.
So get something good, get something healthy, get something nourishing, plan ahead.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Lynn,
so
this has been a delight.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
I'm truly honored. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you. I mean, not only you spending your time with us, sharing all your expertise and these wonderful tips. And one more time, your website, Holistic Health and Wellness.
Yes, holistic-healthandwellness.com.
Well, great. I would urge everybody out there, check out what Lynn has to offer. It sounds like her services are the best, and what a great resource. Just check it out and see what you can do, and then give her a buzz if you want to start working with her. Thanks again, Lynn. And while you're
Thank
at
you.
It out there, be sure to go out there and show the world just how feisty and fit and healthy a woman over 50 can be. This is Mary Irene Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio. Santa, catch you next time. Bye-bye.